It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If at all possible today, I would ask you to have your Bible ready, and we're going to look in Matthew chapter 22. You know, the grand design of God is to make a marriage for His Son. And we know that that's going to take place, and our Lord Jesus is waiting for His bride right now, the church. Well, there must be a feast at this wedding, and of course, the Bible calls it the marriage supper. In chapter 22 of Matthew, it says, starting reading in verse 1, it says, "And Jesus answered, and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." Well, the first invitation that God sent out for his son for a bride was refused, according to verse 3. It was not because it involved suffering that it was refused. They were bidden, according to this verse. They had no suffering to do, those who were bidden. And we see that today as we look back throughout the life of Christ, how that he kept calling for his people, the Jewish people, to come to him and receive what he had for them, but they kept refusing. They would not come. We see the invitation according to these verses that we're reading here today, according to this invitation, it was refused, not because there was inadequate preparation. It wasn't because there was no preparation that had taken place. The wedding was ready, according to verse 4. It says, "Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner." See, everything was ready. And the verse goes on to say, "Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage." He invites people. He was inviting people in these verses to come to the marriage, but they refused. Well, the invitation was refused because they were not fit for the high joy. In other words, they weren't ready for it. They were not loyal to their king according to this parable. Well, in verse 5, it goes on to say in part, but they made light of it. They made fun of the marriage. In other words, they made fun of what was going to take place. And, you know, that reminds me, as we go out today as saved people and we witness for the Lord, some people actually laugh at us. They think we're crazy because we're inviting them to come to the marriage supper. In other words, we're inviting them to get saved. We're inviting them to trust Jesus as Savior. We see also here that these people in our chapter 22 of Matthew, that these people were wrapped up in self-interest. They thought more of doing things, other things, than to do the things that the king in this chapter had bid them to do. He was bidding them to come. He was inviting them to come to the marriage supper, to a feast. And in verse 5, and let's read the whole thing now, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. In other words, they had other things on their minds. They would rather do the things of the world than to do the things that they were bidden to do. It wouldn't cost them a thing if they would do what they were asked to do. They didn't have to pay anything for this supper. They were invited to come. We see as we study the Word of God and we listen to God's Word and listen to God, love must reign. Mercy must be glorious. Christ must reveal His grace. Otherwise, He has no joy of His union with mankind. He has revealed all these things in His Word, according to the Word of God, His grace, His joy, and the union with mankind. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, after these people refused to come, according to chapter 22 of Matthew, the commission was enlarged. In other words, the people who were going to go out and invite, it changed. Disappointment must arouse activity and enterprise. In other words, disappointment shouldn't stop us. In verse 9, the Bible tells us, "Go ye therefore into the highways." Go ye, the Bible says. Well, disappointment suggests changes of a sphere here. In other words, quit going to where you've gone and go to a different place. If these people don't listen to you, then go to another place is what the Lord is telling us in this parable. Disappointment suggests changes of sphere, in other words, location. He says in verse 9, go into the highways. Go to the highways and look and invite. And as we look on, we see in verse 9 that a keen outlook is to be kept, as many as ye shall find, the verse says. Keep looking. Don't get discouraged, but keep on going. Publicity is to be courted. In other words, let it be known that you're looking to invite. They went out into the highways, according to verse 10 of chapter 22 of Matthew. Well, we see here that the new mission was fulfilled. In other words, they went out first and nobody would receive them. Nobody would pay attention to them. In chapter 22 of Matthew, they were too busy, the people were, and they had things to do. And then they were told, well, go somewhere else, the people who were to go out. Go somewhere else. Go into the highways and let it be known that you're looking for people to come into this wedding, the feast. The new mission was fulfilled. The former servants who had escaped death went out again. I mentioned the word death here. You see, these people, when they first went out, the servants, there were actually people who killed them, according to this parable, just as our Savior was put to death on the cross. People refused to receive what he had for them as he walked on this earth, and he was put to death. They would not come to the wedding feast just as they would not come to the Savior. Well, they would not receive him as their Savior. As we look on now, we see that servants were killed. Some of them escaped, and they went out at once, those who had escaped, and they were told, after this, go out again. It was not an hour later. It was immediately. They didn't waste time. You see, time was short. You and I, as saved people, we're to go out now. Now is the accepted time, according to the Scriptures. People need to get saved now, because people are not promised tomorrow. The Bible says, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So we need to do it at once. Well, not only as saved people going out to tell the lost world, but those people who are lost need to respond right now at once. Well, these people in Matthew chapter 22 pointed out something else here. They pointed something here in verse 10. It says, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. In other words, they pointed them to the right place. They pointed them where they were supposed to go. You and I, as saved people, we are to appoint or point people in the right direction. And that right direction is to the Lord Jesus. And we see, according to this parable, that Jesus was speaking here, and we see that they welcomed all sorts of characters. In verse 10 of chapter 22, it says, as many as they found. They didn't make any difference in who it was. These servants invited everybody, and we're to invite everybody. Jesus invited everybody. He said, all may come. And in fact, he says, no man cometh to the Father but by me. And he says, as many as received him, to them gave he eternal life. So, we see that Jesus turns no one away. Just as these people who went out into the highways to bid people to come to the marriage supper, to the feast, we see that they turned no one away. They invited everyone. Well, we see also that unlike the first invitation that went out and the people refused, in verse 10, they found people willing to come to this feast, to the marriage. Thomas Adams said this, the wicked for the slight breakfast of this world lose the Lamb's Supper of glory. And according to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 9, and where these four things occur, They make a perfect feast, a good time. This is eternity, a good place. This is heaven. Well, thinking back of what I said that Thomas Adams said, he said the wicked for the slight breakfast of this world lose the Lamb's Supper of glory. What he means here is people get so wrapped up into the things of the world that they refuse what God has for them, what the Lamb of God offers, and that is eternal life. John Wesley said this, the devil does not like field preaching. And he said, neither do it. I love a commodious room, a soft cushion, a handsome pulpit, but where is my zeal if I do not trample all these underfoot in order to save one more soul? In other words, don't get so concerned with your own comfort. We need to go out and tell people about Jesus. We get complacent as Christians, and we do not go. We do not ask people to be saved. Why? Well, it's because maybe we get discouraged, and maybe it's not something that we think about. Or maybe we don't read the Bible. Maybe we're just simply not listening to the voice of the Lord. But we need to go out. We need to quit being so comfortable, and we need to place the things of God first in our lives. The things we need to place there is winning souls for Him. We need fresh hearers today. The newer the news to any man, the more likely he is to regard it as good news. Well, that means not only going in our areas to let people know who have never heard the gospel before, to tell them about the good news of Jesus, and it also means to go out into the world, sending missionaries, going places that we cannot possibly go, sending them in our stead to win others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me add here that sending missionaries out does not mean that we're not to go out and tell other people about Christ. Well, my question today, are you ready for the marriage of the Lamb? In other words, are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well, He bids you to come to the marriage. He bids you because, and to the feast, because it's ready. He's waiting. We're just waiting till when He says, come up hither for the rapture of those who know Him as Savior right now. We're waiting till when we are sitting around that table with our Lord. In other words, after the rapture of the church, we're going to the grandest marriage and the grandest feast that ever took place. We are the bride. The church is the bride. I'm not speaking of a building. I'm speaking of God's people. And Jesus is the bridegroom. Thank God that each person who listens today, who hears this, can have a part in that great feast by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. If you will be serious with God, He'll be serious with you. If you are willing to let Him take the sin from you that has been holding you back from receiving Him as Savior, in other words, you're guilty. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you're willing to admit you're a sinner, that you can't save yourself, if you'll be serious with God, once again, He will be serious with you. He will save you. If you'll pray a prayer and ask Him to come into your heart today and mean it, to save you, to turn from your sin, be willing to turn and say, Lord, I'm sorry, come into my heart, I receive you as my Savior. If you'll do that, He will save you today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.